It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It is the happiest time of the year, the happiest season, most wonderful time of the year. One of the things today as I present to you all by myself, the Good Day program, everybody else is off today and they all are happy to blame me. They're just, that's true, because I said before Thanksgiving, when I didn't do the Thanksgiving program live, I came to California, where I am, as a matter of fact, this morning to do some things over Thanksgiving, including be with my two children. And then the idea of traveling on Thanksgiving appealed to me because I was bringing Charlotte out here, my dog. At the same time, it's easier to travel on a holiday usually than during a regular, you know, even on the weekend sometimes, a regular work day. So I said at the time, I expected I was going to come out here on a plane on Christmas Day as well, so we wouldn't have Christmas, and then my plans had to change, and so I decided I would come visit my daughter. My son's working, so I decided I'd come visit my daughter for Christmas morning. She has to go to her in-laws, her husband's family. It's their turn. So she wanted me to be here for Christmas morning, so I came out last night, slept for a couple of hours, got up to do this program with you, and I'll go over and spend 3 or 4 hours with her, go back to the airport, get on a plane, and go back to Massachusetts for another week or so. And so as I was putting ideas together, because everybody else said Jennifer had made plans and Roberta had made plans and Kenny had made plans and Richie was down in Columbia, so I thought, okay, let's do this a bit differently than is the normal bill of fare. Certainly, I encourage you, if you'd like to share some Christmas greetings, help yourself, 888-302-3684. I'm not going to pay much attention to social media this morning. You can email me if you'd like, doug@dougstephan.com. Taking apart, if you will, some of the most wonderful songs of the season is part of what I decided I wanted to do, plus bring you some Christmas stories, Christmas lore, Christmas celebration ideas, where this all began. So, Michael, if you want to, in the background, you want to play more of this Christmas song, Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It is one of the most popular. There are very few of the standards. I look at the list that I prepared of the most popular songs. There are very few in the top 25 that are religious, if you will, that is, that speak to the birth of the Christ child. We have songs like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Holly Jolly Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock, The Christmas Song, Happy Christmas from John Lennon, this song, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. This was a song that was written in 1963 and recorded by Andy Williams the year after that. It became part of his Christmas specials. He was very, very popular, very, very popular entertainer. I remember interviewing him 4 or 5 times over the years, finding him to be as affable as you thought he was, pleasant and very low-key. This song, in particular, is a celebration and description of activities associated with this time of the year, focusing primarily on the get-togethers, the friends, the families, which will go on. Yesterday, maybe you went to brunch or you met people for dinner, and today you'll do some of the same, open a few presents, go see your parents, go see the relatives, have dinner. It goes on and on and on. Among the activities included in the song is the telling of those scary ghost stories, an activity that is more commonly associated with Halloween than Christmas, although one of those stories, A Christmas Carol, is indeed told most often around Christmas time, and so is The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I interviewed Andy Williams in 2005, and he discussed how the Andy Williams Show figured into his recording of The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. His vocal director wrote all of the choir stuff and all of the duets and the trios and things that he did with all of the guests. He wrote the song just for the show, for the Andy Williams Show. It was the second Christmas show he did, he said. And so from that, I think the show is actually called Most Wonderful Time of the Year. From that, this song developed. And it has been constantly in the top 10, 15 tunes, certainly the top 25 of all of the Christmas tunes that are played on those all Christmas stations. And I'm betting around your house, you had lots of CDs on. And people love this because it just kind of warms you up. So anyway, that's the story behind the story of the most wonderful time of the year. A lot of people ask, when actually is Christmas Day? You may have heard me talk about this over the years. If you listen to my live Christmas programs, I always I'm very frank about telling the story or the fact that this really isn't the birth of Christ. This day, December 25th, is not Christ's birthday at all. It is really, you go back to 257 before Christ, which is B.C., and you understand what was going on. There was a pagan holiday that actually started in 337, and then it's been, you know, it was a pagan holiday before Christ was born, and the people who were interested in promoting Jesus as a savior, as a hero, as the Son of God, got a hold of this pagan holiday and basically captured it. And so the actual birthday of Christ is like March 29th. There are people who argue that Jesus may have been born on January 6th, maybe on March 29th, maybe even September 29th. But most people who are in the know that December 25th was not Jesus' birth. But because it was a pagan holiday, the powers that be in the various organized religions that had been built around having Jesus as a savior decided to grab it because it was already a celebration and they could turn it away from the paganism and make it a part of the Christmas story or the birth of Christ story. So anyway, whether you know that or you don't know that, that is really the story. And I think a lot about what I learned regarding Christmas and the Bishop of Rome, by the way, is the one who grabbed this pagan holiday. It was his decision. January 6th, the day of Epiphany, is still considered Christmas Day by a lot of people around the world. Eastern Orthodox religion celebrates it as well. Is that the 12th day? I think it is the 12th day of Christmas, isn't it? My true love gave to me. Anyway, so I thought you'd like to have a little backgrounder. Christmas time. Mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of somebody else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it still once more. One of my listeners sent that to me 20 years ago. And every Christmas, one way or another, I always get it into whatever it is that we're talking about. Because it brings me joy, and I think it brings a lot of people joy. As a matter of fact, this year, special sort of meaning to me because my life has taken a turn for the better. Learning, experiencing, thinking, researching, helping me understand me has been a lot about this past year. And as I look through that, I don't know why I haven't thought about this before. I don't even know why I haven't dug this up because this, that essence of what that person sent to me some 20 years ago is really the essence of what we all are. I'm not going to speak for you, I'll speak for me. What I'm feeling as I think about the things that are most important, forgiveness, trust, and love have been things that were built around me understanding more about me and maybe you understanding more about you. But when you think about forgiving an enemy, forgive, never mind enemy, just forgive and listen to what people say and apologize if you are not correct. Think of somebody before you think of yourself. That's one of the really interesting things about life. When you think about somebody else more than you think about yourself, when you love somebody more than you love yourself, then it's sort of time to come back around and maybe reconnoiter and figure, not that you shouldn't love or ought not to love somebody as much as you possibly can, but you got to love yourself first in order to be able to complete the love with this person that you are connected to. And laughing is so important. Being kind and gentle, which we are not. Our society is not. Our world is not. Humanity is not kind and gentle. And if we aren't more kind, and if we aren't more gentle, it's going to come back around to be... it's a serious problem now, but a really serious problem, I'm thinking, in the next 8 to 10 years. I don't know why I feel that, but I do. But I'm emphasizing laughing and expressing gratitude. Do you know how helpful? I've never learned a lesson as well as I have this past year about expressing gratitude, being thankful for things, and thinking every morning. But think about how thankful you are for your children, for example, or having a good spouse, or having a good job, or just having the great surroundings that you have, that a lot of things that this country has stood for over the years stand for. So maybe this is food for thought. I hope it is. Pleasantry. 888-302-3684. Richard, Merry Christmas, sir.
Hello. Hey, same to you.
Thank you.
No, a lot of that stuff, boy, that was really deep. And you got to remember a lot of that. I mean, forgive others, think of others before you think of yourself. Boy, it's really some... It's just interesting that you... I don't know how old you are, but I know you've been around for a long time. It's just like, how come you just thought of it? This is, year is more important with those sayings than any other time. It's like, Ma'anish Tanoa Halayim Lahazah Makol Halaylus. Why is this year any different than any other?
Because I became more conscious of what sort of makes me tick this year, and it was because I was in love with somebody, and the love sort of blew up, and in asking myself questions about why it went the way that it went, I started finding answers in many of these things, as you're suggesting, are pretty practical, pretty much in front of all of us, but that doesn't mean we all see them. You can, what is the old expression? Aha, I see, said the blind man. There are a lot of people who have things right in front of them, and I'm one of those people. Stuff that's right in front of your nose that you don't necessarily recognize until things change, and then you got to start looking at yourself and figure out what it is. I mean, I'm basically really a good person, and I know that. I have made mistakes in my life, as have we all. And so learning is not so much learning about mistakes. It's learning about how those mistakes may or may not affect other people, because you can't, I think, live in a vacuum. The other side of it is, though, Richard, that in essence, we really need to more and more understand who we are before we understand who other people are. And I'm interested, I haven't heard from you. My God, I recognize your voice and your name. I can't tell you, it's been years since I've talked to you. Refresh my memory as to where you are.
Well, I'm in a place called Wheeling, West Virginia.
Ah, Wheeling, okay.
Now, the reason I haven't called you is because the station doesn't put you on. Now, I heard, you'll probably remember this name, Howard Monroe.
Howard, I thought, had me on in the middle of the day there at noontime.
Well, that's a repeat.
Well, yeah, it's the morning program. He doesn't carry me live when I do the program, which is from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m.
But I wasn't even going to turn it on. I mean, I turned it off because I heard him say it was Howard Monroe's idea, because he doesn't have his own station anymore. He's with this other station here in Wheeling. I don't know what happened there.
I
don't know if
they
went bankrupt or what, but he's on this one station here. And he's the one that used to carry you. This
right.
One that I'm listening to right now doesn't usually carry you. He had I didn't call it a brilliant idea, that he was just going to change. They used to have Fox Sports on. That's another reason you're not on, because they have Fox Sports.
A lot of people sports. Listen, the clock is ticking, and I got to squeeze a local break in here, but I appreciate your calling. It's good to hear your voice. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the thoughts and the stories and the little intertwinings of what goes on in some of the markets. You know, every radio station is different, and it carries me and uses program in different ways. Thank you, Richard. 21 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
You hear me frequently mention the name of my main producer. The line producer is what we call them in the biz. Kenny Kessler, it's his wife, Lisa, who has recorded a number of Christmas songs and done nicely with them with just a piano accompaniment. So this is her singing a song that we all know. Kenny has the Christmas sounds. What is it? Christmas sounds. What is it? No, it's the sounds of Christmas are. I always do this backwards. Soundofchristmas.com. Where he has 3,000 some odd songs. Just go online and find it. And every day for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, we've been highlighting some of the top 10 tunes that are there, not the ones that you hear all the time. What I've tried to do here in the production of the program today, Christmas, it's Wednesday, by the way, December 25th, 2013, Doug Steffen here all by myself. You can join me and wish others well at 888-302-3684 with whatever stories you may have of Christmas's past, whether they involve your listening to this program or not. Happy to have you along. As was suggested by the last caller, this program is aired by many radio stations live when it may not be aired live in the normal course of things. The program is carried on 340-some-odd radio stations, and most people carry it either what we call early mornings or morning drive or mid-morning. But there are some who carry it. We are on some stations, 7 or 8 of them, that carry it actually in the evening, where Laura Schlesinger used to be. On some stations, they carry it in the middle of the day, like the station in Wheeling, West Virginia, that Richard was just talking about, at noontime. And, yeah, things change. I don't always know where I'm being played, but I know I get great response from people in many different ways, and they especially like the live program on the holidays, and this, among all of the holidays, is the live program that's appreciated most. So a lot of stations that don't normally carry the program, or either live or at all, carry this broadcast because it is the only live thing on the air during the day on Christmas. Happy to be here. My friend George Noreen usually does the Christmas Eve program live. I don't know if he was live last night or not, because when I got off the plane here in Los Angeles, all I wanted to do was come home and go to sleep, which I did for a couple of hours. And now the results of that are our thoughts and the ideas that surround this wonderful time of the year. In the next half hour, I'm going to do my annual reading of the letter that Virginia sent to... Well, it's not actually the letter that Virginia sent. The answer to the letter Virginia sent is what was published many years ago. People like that. I actually did some other readings yesterday. I'm trying to remember, Michael, what hour it was, so I can send people to the archives at DougSteffen.com, where I did, it was the night before Christmas and all through the house, because it really is more appropriate for the day. W. Clement Stone wrote that. Good Lord, how many years ago was that? W. Clement Moore, you're right, not Stone. Why did I get Stone? Somebody else wrote something. There's a lot of writing going on here, that's for sure. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 27 after the hour on Christmas Day 2013.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, what's this with a war on Christmas?
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Back with the Both Sides Minute with Madeline and Alter. Today's question, what do you think of Bill O'Reilly's crusade on the war against Christmas?
Well, it always coincides with sweeps or ratings.
You think he's being cynical?
I can't get inside his head, but this is just such a silly debate. Is Happy Holidays a wimpy line? Sure, but are there a bunch of people out there who hate Christians who are trying to throw Christmas out of the public square and make it impossible for people to enjoy Christmas? It's just preposterous.
Mary, I don't think it's a conspiracy. I do think there's some larger cultural shift when one has to feel uncomfortable when they say Merry Christmas, which is what I grew up saying, and now I find myself going, oh, Happy Holidays, or my husband hitting me in the ribs with his elbow. I find that strange.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 to 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be massive, responsibly.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Everybody, a Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to spend Christmas morning is with me and maybe some of your favorite music here and there, favorite stories, the special routines and rituals that you have at this time of year. I thought maybe one of the things that's a hallmark of my Monday through Friday program is the 2020 either news quiz, history quiz, television quiz, that sort of thing. So I thought I'd throw a bit of that in here. Because there was something that took place, obviously fictional, but yet maybe you got in your mind something that tweaks that memory bone of yours to bring you back to this date in 1949 when Dick Tracy got married. You remember Dick Tracy? You remember Dick Tracy got married on Christmas Day? He married his sweetheart. What was her name? For a swell prize that Bob Kay, my pal, general manager, and compatriot for many years in this program, is in charge of fulfilling. So if you know who, on this date, 1949, Dick Tracy married, they became parents of a daughter. The little girl's name was Bonnie Braids. Remember that? How many people were involved in Dick Tracy over the years following that comic strip? 888-302-3684 for the name of Dick Tracy's sweetheart. He married her on the comic strip, this date, 1949. Who was that? 888-302-3684. All right, so moving back around and into some of the Christmas traditions, the Christmas music is part of the ritual. What do you do that's special? Think about maybe the 12 days of Christmas. I remember picking one thing as a kid and a young adult out of that list and trying to make whatever that reality was, 12 pipers piping. Is that how it, well, the partridge? I remember trying to buy a partridge one year to give to my mother. It wasn't very successful, but I tried. But think about the things that you do, the parties, the guests that are part of the tradition. Do you have big piles of presents? Do you have little presents? There's a great deal of therapy, I think, built around Christmas time if you use it the right way. And I mean that most lovingly when I say use it. There are a lot of wise people at this time of year who preserve the traditions that they grew up with. Maybe, and this is something that I'm sad because I can't do it. I grew up having Christmas with my aunts in Wellesley, Massachusetts for a long, long time. That was where I went till my aunt died in 1963. So for the first, at least until I was well into my teenage years, spent the time at my aunt's house. And that was incredibly it was strong stuff for me because there wasn't a lot of great stuff going on at home. And so for me and my sisters, I think that was a holiday ritual that we tried. And my sisters, well, my younger sister especially, have tried to keep these sort of rituals going, not with much success, because we all grow up, we grow out, we grow beyond where we were. But maybe there is a special ritual, a family ritual that you would like to share. And if you want to do that, that's fine. I'm sure if you do, we have a few of these, that they'll cause you to go into your mind and remember back. There's always a memory that goes back to our childhood that we like about Christmas best. And sometimes those things stay, sometimes they don't. Some of you loathe Christmas. Some of you think, I got to go see my mother. I got to see my children. Got to see their boyfriends and girlfriends and spouses. And I don't want to do it. And then others of you just have a great time. And I think it has to do with how you've carved up the moments of your life, frankly. So if you have carved them up and they've come out well, feel free to share at 888-302-3684. Also, in the Christmas song department, here's a thought about Winter Wonderland, which is one of the songs that I've put aside here to sort of create some mystique, or maybe break it down, the story behind the story of the seasonal climates, the cold winters that we have in parts of our country especially, and other parts, they're having a horrible time. Did you see the weather in Europe, Northern Europe, England, pretty much shut down? And so is Northern Europe, and even across if you go across to France and parts of Germany, horrible weather. So as we think about maybe the better part of the lyrics and the word in the song Winter Wonderland, the words there, it was not intended to be a Christmas song like so many of the others. It just became sort of intricately involved in the holiday season. The story, I think, behind this, as I found out, is not a happy song, actually. And particularly cold and long winters during the 1930s. A fellow named Richard Smith, who'd been suffering from one of the problems at the time, the disease was tuberculosis, found himself at home in Pennsylvania recovering from a bout of tuberculosis. His days were long, and he spent them in the comfort of his room, dreaming about a normal, healthy, and happy life that would enable him to be outside in the snow like the children he was looking at through his window. It was that experience that invoked in him the song, the lyrics to Winter Wonderland, the story of Parson Brown, who was a nearby minister, a Protestant minister. They traveled around. The ministers at that time came to your house if you were sick or infirm. I guess to a certain extent some of them still do it today. But let's have, Michael, just a little bit of Winter Wonderland, which is on this list. Let me see, where did it come out in our list? I'm trying to find Winter Wonderland. Darlene Love. That's the version that has become or has stayed the most popular version of Winter Wonderland. And certainly the rockin' and the sockin' with the influence of Phil Spector, it makes this song kind of have a different meaning than what it originally had when it was written, but it still is kind of cool. By a guy who was very ill with tuberculosis. As you see, you can take a Christmas and turn things around any way you'd like. It's the Good Day Christmas program, 19 before the hour. And let's get Ricky to give us the answer to the question, the 2020 trivia question about Dick Tracy getting married to whom, Ricky? Did he get married?
Dick Tracy got married to Tess.
Tess, what was her last name?
I'm going to say it's either Goodheart or Trueheart or
Trueheart.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, that's good. Trueheart. Tess Trueheart was the name of his true love. And she was played in the movie. Was that the part that Madonna played, or was Madonna...
No.
What part did Madonna play in the movie?
She played Helen, the faceless person.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember. So who played Tess Trueheart?
Madonna. That's right.
That's why I said Madonna played it. But there was... a character that was faceless, but the faceless person was the bad guy, if I remember correctly. I never really was a fan of Dick Tracy, but I watched the movie.
Right. Tess was the redhead, though. Tess was the one that...
I'm not sure it was Madonna. Somebody will call us and straighten it out. All right. Merry Christmas to you, Ricky. How are you doing? What's your tradition? I was talking about traditions a few minutes ago. What's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh, I got a couple. I got eating a turkey, you know, live turkey whole.
Hopefully it's cooked before you eat it.
No. We eat it raw.
What?
Yeah, it's a family tradition here. Real good one. Have you ever had raw turkey?
You're crazy. No.
It's okay to eat. You don't have to eat it immediately.
No, I don't eat meat anyway, but I sure as heck wouldn't eat it raw.
By the way, Glenn Headley played Tess Trueheart.
Glenn Headley played Tess. Somebody just called and said Glenn Headley played Tess Trueheart. All right. Ricky, Merry Christmas. It's an interesting tradition. We'll have others, I'm sure, that'll share their traditions. I don't know how many people eat raw turkey on Christmas Day. I wouldn't want to do it because of what hasn't been cooked out of the meat, if nothing else. But if it's a tradition and you like it, God love you. 888-302-3684. That came out of left field. That wasn't a tradition I was expecting to hear. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226-015. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with family travel expert Amy Tarakotch. The holidays are a time for celebrating and making memories with family and friends. But traveling during the holidays to see loved ones can be chaotic and stressful. To relieve stress from holiday travel, plan in advance, avoid traveling during peak times when possible, and use a travel rewards card that helps pay for expenses. Family travel expert Amy Tarakotch.
Travel adds another layer of stress to the holidays. But using a credit card with a travel rewards program can help reduce stress by offsetting some travel costs. For instance, most travel rewards programs can help with baggage costs, expensive tickets, and hotel bills. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card makes redeeming your earned points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on. If only everything during the holidays was this easy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
'Twas the day after Christmas, and all through the house, everyone loved their presents. But Aunt Shirley got your name and made you that blouse. What? So get to Kohl's, starting at 5 a.m. on December 26th, for amazing prices and early bird specials until 1 p.m. on stuff like sweaters, sleepwear, and up to 70% off holiday trim. And they'll hear you exclaim as you peel out of sight, Merry Kohl's After Christmas Clearance to all. Yo, this sale is tight. Or, you know, something to that effect. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton.
It's a special time of year. It's still a giant year.
more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226-015. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello, 13 before the hour. Christmas Day, I'm all by myself today. Oh, I was all by myself for a long time when I first started this. Those of you who are used to Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie being here, they're all enjoying Christmas with their families. I'm going to do that with my daughter in a couple of hours. Meanwhile, I thought it was important for us to continue, and I say us, Evan and Michael are in the studio in Washington. They can tell you that there is the greatest of energies around doing this. It really is kind of cool because of the people that will call us at 888-302-DOUG. The email that comes in, here's one from Dan in New Hampshire. Merry Christmas, Doug. Heading to the barn to take care of the cows, but wanted to wish you and the gang a Merry Christmas. Thank you, Dan. I suspect there are a lot of people going to my barn taking care of my cows about now. Cows have to be fed 365 days a year. They don't care about holidays. They have to be milked 365 days a year. They don't care about the holidays. And you know what? A lot of people drink the milk, and they eat the cheese, and they love the yogurt, and they want the ice cream from what the cows produce every day. So something for you to think about. The cows are working every single day. Maybe that's where I get my tradition of I've been around cows all my life, been around the farm all my life, been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. Maybe that's why that all works so well in the radio and why I feel so good talking about a lot of the things that are more intrinsic. An important part of our life is the animal kingdom. Important. I mean, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day about animals and how they may be smarter than humans. And in many ways, you know, they are. Their instincts are better with the sorts of people that they hang around with. When's the last time your dog was wrong when it comes to people who would come to your house, right? Your dog, if your dog is like my dog, Charlotte, is very particular about who she wants to let in the house or who she wants to let close. And she's never bitten anybody in her life, but man, you can tell when she likes you or she doesn't like you. If she doesn't like you, there's a lot of noise and kerfuffery going on. If she does, when you sit on the couch in my big room in the house, she'll go sit on your, she'll sit on your foot, she'll sit on your toe, sit on your leg. So it's a great way to tell whether that person has any, and I judge a lot. I frankly decide when I'm having a business meeting with somebody in my home, and I have this big room, a big sort of, it's a wonderful big family room, but I have all my business meetings there, and I make sure that Charlotte's there so that I see what her reaction is to the people who come into my home. And if there is a negative reaction, I'm not likely to do business with those people, and if she likes them, it makes it that much easier. All right? So how's that for, maybe some people think it's kind of silly, but it's not. I think it's a great way to tell what's really going on with some people. Speaking of that, back to 1935. In the next segment of the Good Day program, Orson Welles introduces Lionel Barrymore reading A Christmas Carol. It's up next here on Good Day.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mele Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Yeah, the old bright Hawaiian Christmas. What a great place to be. Those of you who are listening in Hawaii, I think the station over there actually carries this program twice for 12 hours on the radio station. So that's cool. Merry Christmas to you. This is the way people say it. There are a lot of people on Guam listening to K57 and the Good Day program. It's actually in the evening there, and half a day is the greeting that they are used to. So half a day to those folks in Guam and Hili Kanili Yaka or whatever it is for the Hawaiians. And hello and Merry Christmas to everybody else who wants to pay attention. 54 after the hour, Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Back in 1939... Michael's telling us 1935. There are two different versions of this story. One of them says that the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol was read for the first time by Lionel Barrymore on the Campbell Playhouse on CBS Radio. He was introduced, the reading of the entire book was an annual radio event that started on this day in 1939. I believe it was first done, though, Michael, in 1935 by Lionel Barrymore, who was introduced in the reading by Orson Welles. And that's what we have for you, as much as we can fit in the next 3 or 4 minutes of the first reading of A Christmas Carol by Lionel Barrymore, introduced by Orson Welles.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. There are clearly a number of ways in which A Christmas Carol could be introduced. Myself, I am most struck by the happy fortune that enables us on this Christmas Eve to present Mr. Lionel Barrymore, the best-loved actor of our time, in the world's best-loved Christmas story, A Christmas Carol. It is the American way, as we know, to establish traditions quickly where popular instinct and sentiment pronounce them sound. And so it is that today, actually only the 5th anniversary of Mr. Lionel Barrymore's first playing of the part of Ebenezer Scrooge for the Campbell Playhouse, there is, I think, in all America nothing more eagerly awaited, more firmly rooted in the hearts of the radio family that numbers millions, that this yearly performance of A Christmas Carol. A Christmas Carol, as Charles Dickens wrote it, has by common consent long been a classic. Mr. Lionel Barrymore's appearance in it is rapidly becoming one. And now, just before A Christmas Carol, Ernest Chappell has a special Christmas greeting from the makers of Campbell's Soups.
Mr. All right, Chappell. We can probably do without the makers of Campbell's Soup here. So we'll get in a couple of minutes worth. Lionel Barrymore's voice was like Orson Welles. It's like nothing that you've ever heard before, if you're familiar. I think most people know, at least who the Barrymore family is. Lionel was the patriarch. And so here he is getting started with A Christmas Carol.
Marley was dead to begin with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it. And Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. Scrooge knew he was dead? Of course he did. Scrooge and Marley were partners for I don't know how many years. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone with Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house, a grim, cheerless place if ever there was one. The door of Scrooge's counting house was open, that he might keep his eye upon his clerk, Bob Cratchit, who in a cold and dismal little cell beyond worked at his ledgers.
15, 20, 21, 22.
Yes, sir.
15, 17, 20, 21, 22.
So, most of us certainly know the story of Scrooge and the family and Tiny Tim and what was in the Christmas Carol, but there was something extraordinary about having it read on the radio, one of in that era, certainly, and up through, I think it was a tradition through the 50s anyway, one of the great ways of us enhancing our imagination is listening, reading that book, and then listening to it portrayed like that. How many of you have done something like that? It'd be a good practice around for your brain at any point in time. This is the Doug Stafford Good Day Christmas program for 2013 at 59 past the hour.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.